各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2020年9月5日，星期六。我们今天非常非常荣幸的邀请到我们敬爱的萨提德瓦法布为我们讲述今天的博家梵歌的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna. Good morning to all the devotees in China. Happy Saturday to you.
中国所有的奉献者，大家早晨好，大家周六快乐。
And in these classes, we've been discussing Bhagavad Gita.
那这些课程呢，我们在探讨博迦梵歌。
And we're on the first chapter.
我们现在讲述的是第一章。
And we've been, last week we read text 1 and the purport.
那上一星期呢，我们就读到了第一十节以及第一十节中的要旨。
Actually, oh, I'm sorry. That was a week class before. The last class, we only had 1 hour and there were 8 questions. So we spent our time answering devotees' questions.
抱歉，我刚才说的是上上次的课程，我们讲的是第一十节的师节和要旨。然后上一周呢，因为我们只有一个小时的时间，所以我们上一周用来回答奉献者们的问题。
And so for I've asked the devotees that as long as we're having these classes that we they read every day, or at least sometimes the chapter that we're discussing, just the verses.
因为我请求奉献者是这样做的，当我们在探讨这些话题的这一周呢，我们就想请大家就要去阅读我们所探讨的这一章里面的这些诗节。
For example, we've been on chapter 1 and we probably will be on chapter 1 for a few classes for a few weeks.
比如说呢，我们现在在阅读的是博迦梵歌的第一章，然后我们可能在第一章这一部分呢就要停留好几个星期。
So I'm asking the devotees to read chapter 1 every day so that after a couple of weeks, while we're on this chapter, no matter how long it is, that they'll become very, very familiar with chapter 1.
所以呢，我就请求奉献者这样做，当我们在阅读这第一章的这几周里呢，每一天都要读博迦梵歌的第一章的这些诗节，所以这样就是等过了几周，我们这第一章学完了以后呢，大家对这第一章的诗节的内容呢，也就非常的熟知了。
So that's a regular practice to be, in tune with these classes.
那所以说呢，这是我们能够接入这个课程、听这个课程应该做的规范的练习。
Then at the end of the class, I'll, depending on how far along we've gone, I'll ask the listeners to prepare for the next class by reading a particular text and purport.
You mean by the end of this class?
Yeah, it's just like by the last class, I asked everyone to prepare by reading text 2 and 3 and the purports.
Okay. 那么就是在这一节课结束的这个时候呢，我就会给大家留一些作业，就是为下一周我们要讲的这个师节和要旨做准备。
And then we'll be able to read those, that text and the purport again and then discuss.
然后呢，我们就有机会再次阅读那个诗节以及那个诗节的要旨，然后我们会对其进行探讨。
Okay, so that's what I asked everyone to read text 2 and text 3 and the purport last week.
那所以上一周呢，我就请大家读第一章的第二、第三诗节和要旨。
And we may read those today or not. I wanted to kind of just give an overview of the chapter.
但是这一周呢，我们也许可能会读到第二十节和第三十节，但是也不一定，因为我今天先给大家来讲一讲关于第一章的总体的概览。
Yeah, specifically, I wanted to discuss the title of the chapter.
我特别的想跟大家来介绍一下这一章的题目。
So, that's what we have on tap for today.
那所以呢，这是我们今天的安排。
I'm not sure if we have any questions left over from last week as well.
We do, according to Sumo Girada. Because she said that she's going to forward me those questions from previous week.
Oh, okay. Do you have a time limit today?
I don't. I have unlimited time.
Okay. Well, good. Well, we won't go for more than 2 hours for sure. I can't. That's as long as I can go.
Okay, 咱们今天这节讲课呢不会超过两个小时。
So I'm going to chant Jai Radha Madhava. And then we'll discuss the big picture of chapter one.
那我现在呢先来吟诵 Jai Radha Madhava, 然后呢我们就先会讲一讲这个第一章的整体的图景。
Okay, so here we go.
好，我们现在开始。
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.Gopi Jana Valava Girivana Dari Gopi Jana Valava Girivana Dari Yasoda Nandana Vaja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Vaja Jana RajanaYamuna Tira Vana Chandi Yamuna Tira Vana Chandi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Balabha Giri Vana ChandiYasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Rajana Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari
Jai Gaur Premananda
Hari Hari Bo
Hari Hari Bo
Hari Bo Okay, so before we read text 2 and text 3, I just wanted to give an overview of the, just a discussion of the title itself of chapter 1.
所以我今天在阅读第二十节和第三十节之前呢，我想和大家来探讨一下这第一章的题目。
And also, I want to discuss the significance of the title of the chapter.
然后呢，我也想和大家来探讨一下关于这一章的重要性。
So, in Sanskrit, the title of the chapter is Vishada Yoga.
从梵文来读呢，这一章的题目叫 Vishada Yoga.
And Vishada means grief.
Vishada 的意思呢是悲伤
or suffering,
或者是痛苦。
Yeah, the yoga of suffering.
痛苦之瑜伽。
Or, you know, how do we connect with the Supreme?Through suffering.
那么我们如何通过我们的悲伤和至尊相连接在一起呢？
Okay, and then Prabhupada's title for the first chapter is a little bit different.
但是 Shrilapapa 给这一章的题目呢起的有一点不太一样。
Which is observing the armies on the battlefield of Kurukshetra.
Shrilapapa 给这章起的题目是观察 Kurukshetra 战场上的军情。
Yeah, so, you know, in that sense, chapter one, you know, is setting the stage for the teaching of Bhagavad Gita.
所以从另外一个角度来说呢，《薄伽梵歌》的第一章是为薄伽梵歌的教导在设立布景。
Now, I'm embarrassed to admit that for many years, I would just skim over chapter one and not really deeply read and listen to it.
我有点尴尬地承认呢，这么多年，每次当我在阅读薄伽梵歌的时候，我是先把薄伽梵歌的第一章跳过，我并没有真正的去探讨、去聆听这薄伽梵歌第一章的内容。
And as a result, I couldn't appreciate the significance of chapter one, the value of it.
其结果呢，就是我没有办法去真正的理解和欣赏，薄伽梵歌第一章的价值以及意义所在。
Yeah, so we can understand that unless Arjuna had become bewildered and lost his way, then Krishna would have never been able to guide him to find his way.
那我们必须要理解，尔朱呢，他是处于非常困惑的状态，而且呢，他迷失了方向。如果要是没有 Krishna 的指导的话，他永远都不可能找到自己的方向，找到自己的路。
Yeah, so the history of Arjuna and what led him to the point of needing to ask Krishna for advice and become his guru is very important.
所以说呢，这段历史使得尔朱呢，他需要去寻求 Krishna 的帮助，并且呢向 Krishna 皈依，使 Krishna 成为他的 guru。那这其实是非常重要的一件事情。
Okay, so we're going to discuss today a little bit about vishada or grief or suffering and why that's important. For us to awaken spiritually, why we need to go through that.
所以我们今天来探讨一下维沙的，这个悲伤，还有受苦、痛苦，就是这种情绪为什么如此的重要？重要的是我们能够导向灵性的生活。
Yeah, because Arjuna's story is our story.
因为尔朱呢的故事就是我们自己的故事。
All humans experience suffering.
因为所有的人都在体验着受苦。
Or we experience grief.
或者说我们在体验着伤痛。
So we grieve or we suffer whenever we get what we don't want or we don't get what we want.
每次当我们得到我们不想要的东西，或者是没有得到我们想要的东西的时候，我们都会感到非常的悲伤，非常的苦恼。
Right, Arjuna, he didn't want to fight with his grandfather and his cousins and his teachers.
比如说 Arjuna 他就不想和他的祖父、他的老师、他的长辈们打仗。
Yeah, so he's getting what he doesn't want.
所以呢，他所得到的是他不想要的东西。
Or sometimes when we don't get what we want, we also suffer. We also experience grief.
或者有的时候，当我们没有得到我们想要的东西的时候呢，我们也很苦恼，我们也很悲伤。
What did Arjuna want?
Arjuna 想要什么呢？
He wanted to live peacefully with his other family members.
他想要非常平静祥和的和他所有的家人们生活在一起。
But he couldn't get what he wanted.
但是呢，他没有办法得到他想要的东西。
So grief is associated with loss of some kind.
所以说呢，这个悲伤呢是和某种形式的失去相连接在一起的。
Maybe we lose someone we love.
也许我们失去了我们所爱的人。
Or we lose a job.
就是我们失去了一个工作。
Or we lose a mate, as in divorce.
或者说我们因为离婚而失去了一位伴侣。
Or we lose our health.
或者我们失去了健康。
We lose our house.
失去了家。房子。
We lose our car.
车丢了。
Right now, there are so many fires raging out of control in California.
在目前为止呢，在加州就有好多无法控制的大火。
Of course, this is a fire season, and California is generally much drier, say, compared to, many other places.
因为在加州呢，现在是火季，因为和美国的很多其他地方相比呢，加州相对于是比较干燥的。
And about 2 weeks ago, we had 2 days of thunder and lightning. No, not very much rain, but thunder and lightning, which we don't usually have here at all.
因为在两周以前呢，我们有两整天都一直都在打雷，就是劈雷电闪。可是呢，雨下的并不多。但是这样的情景在我们这儿也是非常罕见的。
Yeah, and in 2 days' time.There were over 10,000 recorded lightning strikes.
哇，那就在两天呢，就两天里面就发生了一万次的雷击。
And now thousands of people have lost their houses and their livelihood.
那现在呢，有成千上万的人流离失所，而且呢，也丧失了他们谋生的手段。
So nobody asked for that.
但是并没有人要请求得到这个。
It's not what I'm sure anybody wanted.
而且我也敢肯定没有任何人想要得到这样的情景。
But they were helpless to prevent it.
但是呢，他们却没有办法，没有办法去预防。
Now sometimes we lose something that's more subtle.
而且有的时候呢，我们可能会失去一些更加精微的东西。
Sometimes we lose our faith.
有的时候呢，我们会失去我们的信心。
Of course, not our physical faith.
当然，并不是我们的这个。So just now you mentioned faith is F-A-C-E, not F-A-I-T-H.
Yeah, not faith. But you know, when you do something wrong or you're humiliated, we call that a loss of faith.
Yeah, got it. 那有的，对不起，我刚才说错了。就有的时候呢，我们是丢了面子，但这个面子呢，并不是说是就是我们这张长在身上的这张脸。
Yeah, sometimes if we do something wrong, or we're humiliated, then not only do we lose face, but our whole family does, or our whole nation, anyone who identifies with us.
那有的时候呢，我们做了一些这个无耻的事情以后呢，不仅仅是我们自己丢了颜面，就连我们的家人、我们的国人，就任何一个认同于我们的身份的人，他都会觉得颜面是丢掉了颜面。
Yeah, so when we lose something, it could be something physical or even something, you know, psychological, we experience grief. We suffer.
所以说呢，就当我们在丢失东西的时候，有的时候呢是一些就是实质的东西，有的时候呢是一些心理上的东西，无论是哪一种，它都会给我们造成心理上的痛苦。
Yeah, so there's 5 stages of grief.
对呢，这个悲伤有五个层级。
I studied this in medical school because I had to learn how to counsel.Parents and people who had lost their loved one. That was part of my job.
那我在医学校里的时候呢，就学了这悲伤的层级的划分。因为呢，我的工作的一部分就是要去安慰那些失去了亲人的家长或者是亲属。
So if you know the stages of grief, then you can more effectively deal with those stages and accept those stages when you are grieving yourself or you're with someone else who's grieving.
那么如果你要是能够很了解这悲伤的层级的话，那无论是当你自己处于悲伤的状态，还是你的亲人处于悲伤的状态的时候，你都能够设法的更好的去调理，为自己调理，或者为其他人调理着悲伤的状态。
And another reason I'm bringing up the stages of grief at this point in our discussion is because if you understand the stages of grief as we read Bhagavad Gita, you'll see Arjuna actually going through these different stages.
而且就是当我们在探讨今天这个话题的时候，我之所以要提到悲伤的层级，也就是我们当在阅读《薄伽梵歌》这一章的时候，我们其实是能够了解到 Arjuna 他是经历了这些不同层级的悲伤的。
So what are the stages of grief?
对呢，这悲伤的层级都是什么呢？
Well, at first when we lose something, it could be a loved one, or even if we lose our wallet, or a house burns down, the first stage we may experience.These are not necessarily in order, but you'll find all of these stages, is denial.
就是我们刚才说的这个悲伤的不同的这个级别，它并不是按顺序这样一级一级这样展现的，就是它们可以是相互互换位置的。那比如说你在失去了这个特别爱的人，或者哪怕失去了自己的钱包，或者失去了自己的房子，或者失去另一个东西的时候，你首先你可能会感受到是一种拒绝。
Oh, I can't believe I lost my wallet.
我不能够相信我把钱包丢了。
Or if somebody steals it, I can't believe they steal it. They stole it.
那或者是别人把这钱包偷了的话呢，我会在想，我不能够相信。我怎么能够相信人家把他给偷走了呢？
What? He died. Yesterday I saw him. He looked healthy. How could he be dead?
他死了吗？昨天我还看见他呢。他看着是那么的健康，他怎么可能就死了呢？
What? You want a divorce? I can't believe it.
什么？你想要离婚吗？哎，这太难以相信了。
So, denial. We can't believe it.
所以说呢，这是一种拒绝，不能够相信。
But then the next, right after that, we may feel anger.
但是在这之后呢，我们也许可能会感受到愤怒。
And then we feel hurt.
然后我们会感到伤痛。
Or sad.
或者是悲伤。
So we have denial, anger, hurt.
所以呢，我们就有拒绝、愤怒和悲伤、伤痛。
And then there's what's called bargaining.
然后呢，就有一个争吵、争论。
It's like we think in our mind, if I could have just done this or done that, maybe this wouldn't have happened.
然后就我在自己的内心里面就开始产生一系列的这个。辩论就在想，我也许能够这么做或者那么做，然后就导致这件事情不会这么发生。
Yeah, we just look for a solution or look for a way to make it not so.
然后我们就在寻找着各种各样的解决方案，然后呢，使得这样的事情不会这样发生。
Yeah, so then we may bounce around and around through these different stages.
然后呢，我们就会在所有这些不同的层级之间来回来去的，折腾。
Right, we'll go back to denial, or we'll go back to anger, or we'll go back to hurt.
然后，因为我们会回到拒绝，会回到愤怒，然后又会回到伤痛。
Sorry, somebody was trying to call.Somebody was trying to call me on the cell phone. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, sorry, I got interrupted. I guess that's the problem with using my cell phone.
Yeah.
If I can't turn off the caller because then I wouldn't connect with it. guess. Anyway.
But doesn't matter. Actually, we can call you again. So please don't be, you know, in anxiety about that. We always can call you back.
Okay. So where was I? Anyway, so it's good to know these stages, and it's not like you go, you know, 1, 2, 3 and back to the other. You can jump around through all of these stages.
所以呢，就是所有的这些阶段呢，它并不是说是从一到二到三，然后呢再到下一个阶段，而是在所有的这些阶段里面都会来回来去的这么折腾的。
So how long do we stay in grief? How long do we bounce around?
那我们那要在这个悲伤的这种状态下停留多久呢？我们要折腾多长时间呢？
Well, some people never come to the fifth stage, which is acceptance.
有些人呢，他永远都不会来到这第五个阶段。这第五个阶段呢，就是接受。
Until we accept what has happened, we'll continue to experience denial, anger, hurt, sadness.
对，如果他要是没有到接受这阶段之前呢，他就会不断的处于拒绝、愤怒和悲伤的状态。
Yeah, so sometimes we go our whole lifetime, you know, 30, 40, 50 years, lamenting and not accepting something that happened to us as a child or in our 20s or 30s.
那所以说呢，有的时候我们可能会花上30、40或甚至于50年的时间来拒绝悲伤着在我们的儿时或者是在年轻的时代所发生的那些事情。
Yeah, so we may lament or continue to feel anger or hurt or both.
那所以呢，我们可能就会悲叹着，然后呢就不断的感受着伤痛，感受着愤怒，或者是感受着这两种情绪。
Yeah, so without acceptance, there will be unacceptance or resistance to what happened.
对，如果是没有接受的话，那也就是处于不接受的状态。不接受的状态，也就是处于对于所发生的事情拒绝的状态。
And then denial, sadness, anger, bargaining, it becomes like this perpetual loop.
那当处在一个就抗拒的状态的时候呢，也就意味着自己始终都处于拒绝、愤怒、悲伤。然后自己内心的这种争论辩驳的这个恶性的这个圈子里面。
And this eventually can lead to depression.
然后这最终呢就会导致抑郁。
Right, because fighting against, you know, trying to change what you can't change takes a lot of energy and eventually you can become hopeless and depressed. Lose your energy.
因为呢，试图去改变你不能够改变的事情，这是很耗费能量的。然后最后呢，就因为能量耗尽，而让自己变得抑郁了，因为失去了信心，失去了希望。
Yeah, so when we resist what is or what was, you know, that's something we can't change. We lose our life energy or we lose our power.
所以说呢，就当我们处于抗拒的状态，但我们没有办法去改变我们所改变的这个事情的时候，这样我们就会失去我们的力量，失去我们的能量。
And this leads to mental or physical diseases.
那这个呢，就会导致我们身体上以及心理上的疾病。
Yeah, so chronic stress is now proven to be.One of the leading causes of disease, especially cancer.
这个慢性的压力，慢性的紧张的这种情绪，现在被认为是导致疾病的很重要的原因，特别是导致癌症的重要原因。
Yeah, so the body is really just a collection of cells, like, you know, 100 trillion cells.
那么这个躯体呢，其实就是由一大堆的细胞构成的，就好像是 I don't know how to translate 100 trillion， 就是特别特别多的，特别特别多的细胞，好多好多的细胞。
And our cells are affected by every thought we have.
而且我们的这个细胞呢，它是会被我们的每一个想法所影响。
Because the brain releases chemicals that affect all the cells based on the thoughts we're having.
因为我们的大脑呢，它会释放出一些化学物质，然后呢，这个化学物质呢，它就会被我们的这个想法。Sorry, the brain will release a chemical, and the chemical will could you say it again?
It can affect ourselves. It can nourish ourselves or destroy ourselves.
Okay, 就这个大脑呢，它会释放出化学物质。这个化学物质呢，它有可能会滋养我们的细胞，但有可能会摧毁掉我们的细胞。
Like for example, when you're feeling happy, and you release, the brain releases chemicals called endorphins that actually kind of bathe the cell and protect the cell.
那么这个比如说你要是很开心的话，那么这个大脑呢，它就会释放出一种叫 endorphin 的这种化学物质，然后呢，它就会保护着细胞，然后呢，会给细胞沐浴。
When we resist what has happened, when we're suffering or we're not accepting, then we're stressed. And a different many chemicals are produced, but one specifically is especially harmful.
但是呢，当你不开心的时候，或者是当你感到很伤痛的时候，这会儿这个大脑呢，它也会释放出很多的这个化学物质。但是其中的有一种化学物质呢，它是具有很大的伤害性的。
Yeah, so that's called cortisol.
这个被称为叫 cortisol， 我不知道这中文怎么说。
So if you go into the cell, you have like the brain of the cell is the DNA, the chromosome of the cell.
所以如果我们要是去到这个大脑去观察这儿的这个大脑里面的细胞的话呢，你就会看到它有一串的 DNA 的 chromosome 的 DNA 链。
Yeah, and the chromosome is like your shoe strings.
What strings?
Your shoes, the strings that tie your shoes.
Oh, yeah, so sure. 那么这个 chromosome 呢，它就像是你的鞋带儿一样。
And at the end of your shoelaces, it has a little cap on it, right, that prevents the shoelace from coming apart.
我知道了，这个 chromosome 它就是那个 DNA 链头的那个帽，就是卡住这个 DNA 链的那个帽子，就好像是我们的这个鞋带，这个鞋带上它有一个卡壳，然后呢就会让这个鞋带不松开。
So our chromosomes have this little protective tip on the end that keeps the chromosome intact and keeps it from unraveling.
所以呢，就这个 chromosome 呢，它的这个 DNA 链的这个头的这个地方呢，它就会有一个小的尖儿，然后呢，这个尖儿呢，它就会让这个 DNA 链它始终保持着穿在一起的状态。
So that cap on the end of the chromosome is called aTelomere.
所以呢，就在这个 chromosome 的这个 DNA 链的头的这个帽子，它被称为叫 camelin.
Camelin.
Camelin. Could you, I do need to. Yeah, how
do you spell it? Telomere. T-E-L-O-M-E-R-E.
T-E-L-O-M-E-R-E.So, Blondie, I should know this word. I translated for you many, many years ago, but I forgot.
anyway, the...
It's a Blondie.
Yeah. So, anyway, cortisol causes a release of another hormone that actually destroys these little caps on the end of our chromosomes, and basically it causes the cell to become a cancer cell.
就这个 chromosome 呢，它会释放出另外一种激素，那么这个激素呢，它就会毁掉这个 DNA 链上的这个端粒，然后呢就把这个这个细胞呢就转化成了癌细胞。
嗯。Okay, so we all experience grief.
嗯，那然后因为我们也会感受着悲伤。
We all experience stress when we fight against what we can't change.
那而且呢，我们当没有办法去改变我们的悲伤的状态的时候呢，我们还会跟它进行着抗争。
Until we come to acceptance.
直到我们接受。
Or we come to a different perspective or a higher state of consciousness.
直到我们能够得到一个不同的视角去看待这个问题，或者说是我们获得了一个新的觉知。
And then usually, if we're unhappy and we can't solve our problem, then we ask somebody for help, especially our spiritual master.
那么通常，当我们处在不开心的状态，或者是我们处于不能够解决问题的这种状态的时候呢，我们就会去请求其他人的帮助，特别是请求我们的灵性导师的帮助。
So, the point I'm trying to make here is that the soul has forgotten its true nature and its relationship with Krishna.
那我在这里我想提出的这个要点呢，就是这个灵魂它忘记了自己的本来的身份，忘记了自己和 Krishna 之间的关系。
And the soul is dreaming that he has an identity that is separate from Krishna and can enjoy separate from God.
而且就这个灵魂呢，他这个做了一个梦，他觉得呢他是和 Krishna 相分离而存在的。So, sorry, Marge, I need to make a correction. 这个 chromosome 刚才讲的就是染色体，所以刚才就是说把染色体的那个末端的那个东西给破坏了，所以说就产生了癌细胞。Sorry, I found the Chinese word of chromosome, so I just do a correction. Sorry.
Okay. So the soul's consciousness has been contaminated, you know, by the influence of ignorance or Maya.
那所以说这个个体灵魂呢，它是被这个 Maya 的影响而变得受到了污染。
Yeah, so we're dreaming that we exist independent of Krishna.
所以呢，我们就在梦境中呢，觉得我们是独立于 Krishna 而存在的。
See, our true identity is that we're eternal parts of Krishna, that we don't exist separate from Krishna, we're his servant.
但是呢，我们的真正的这个身份呢，是我们和 Krishna 始终都是相连接在一起的，我们从来就没有和他分离过，我们是他的仆人。
And that's always the case. There's never been a moment where we've not been connected with Krishna.
而且呢，这其实就是总是存在的这种状态，就是我们没有哪个片刻和 Krishna 相分离了。
But we're imagining, especially in our mind, that we have this different identity that's separate from God.
但是呢，我们是在想象着，特别是当我们认同于这不同的这个身份的时候，我们就觉得自己是和 Krishna 相分离而存在的。
Okay, and so the dream, you know, it's not possible to exist separate from Krishna. It can only be imagined.
那所以说呢，就是实际情况呢，我们是不可能和 Krishna 相分离的。那只有在梦境中，只有是一种想象和 Krishna 的分离。
And as soon as you know, we imagine we're separate from our source, our father, our mother, then we suffer.
所以说呢，就当我们一这个想象着我们和自己的父亲和母亲分离了之后，我们立刻就会受苦了。
So the suffering is actually very important.
所以说呢，这受苦其实是很重要的。
Because it's easier to awaken from a bad dream. then it is a good dream.
因为当我们受苦的时候呢，就会让我们更容易的从一个噩梦中醒过来。在好梦中的时候呢，是不容易醒过来的。
Yeah, so when we are having a bad dream and someone or something wakes us up, we feel great relief and we're grateful.
那么当我们处在一个噩梦中的时候，如果有人把我们从梦中给唤起来的时候，我们就会觉得是一个很大的慰藉，我们就会觉得很感激。
But if we're having a good dream and we're having a good time and we're enjoying, if somebody tries to wake us up, we don't like it.
但是如果我们要是正在做着美梦，然后有人突然把我们给叫起来的话，我们可就觉得不太开心了。
So our life really, just like Arjuna, it's a setup for us to awaken from the dream of separation from Krishna.
所以说我们的生命现在其实就跟尔朱那一样，它是一种布景，是有这种安排使我们能够从与 Krishna 相分离的这种梦境中醒过来。
And so the more we resist, the more we are determined to stay asleep, the more we suffer.
所以说呢，我们越让自己处于这种睡眠的这种状态，其实我们就越会受苦。
So awakening is a journey of discovering our true self and our relationship with Krishna or God.
所以呢，这个醒来的这个过程是一个我们能够发现自己的本真的自我以及和 Krishna 之间的关系的一个旅程。
Yeah, so in the beginning, first we discover our true self.
所以呢，在最开始的时候呢，我们先要去发现我们的真正的自我。
And we see that actually God has given us life or actually given us creative power.
那实际上我们可以看到神他是给了我们生命并且给了我们力量。
Because Krishna is a creator and we're part of him, we also have this creative impulse.
因为 Krishna 他是创造者而我们是他的一部分，所以呢我们也是有这种创造的创造力的。
Yeah, so we have free will.
我们有自由意志。
And so a part of our purpose here is to discover ourselves, our true self, and the free will that God has given us, and to serve the purpose of the Lord, to choose to use our free will to serve the purpose of the Lord.
那么，所以在这里面我们要做的一件事情呢，就是先要寻找到我们自己的真我。然后呢，再用我们从神那里所给予的自由意志去做正确的事情，用这个自由意志呢去为神做服务。
Right, the Lord wanted the battle of Kurukshetra. He had a purpose to fulfill, and he wanted Arjuna to execute his will.
那主呢，他是希望有 Kurukshetra 的这场战争打响的，那他有这个。就是要展开这场战争的目的所在。那他希望尔朱呢，通过这场战争呢，能满足他的愿望。
So the Lord, you know, has created this universe, and there are certain universal laws that we are to follow.
那主呢，他创造了这个宇宙。那在宇宙中呢，有一些律法，这些律法我们是需要去遵循的。
One is we're here to learn that everyone and everything is connected to the Lord.
那然后呢，就是所有的这一切其实都是和主相连接在一起的。
So what is good for one is good for all.
那所以说，如果要是对一个人有利的事情，对于所有的人都是有利的。
Right, so we can't hurt another without actually hurting ourselves or hurting everyone.
我们如果要是就是我们如果伤害了别人，伤害了其他的人，其实也是在伤害自己。
Yeah, so every single moment, everything that happens to us.
所以说呢，在任何一个时刻，任何事情都可能会发生在我们的身上。
Every relationship we have.
我们所拥有的一切的关系。
Everything is designed to wake us up.So that we can realize the power we have within us.
所有的一切呢，都是为了要让我们醒过来，让我们能够意识到我们内在所存在的力量。
To choose to serve the purpose of the Lord.
然后呢，去选择去为主他所要的这个事情，他所要安排的这个目的去服务。
So often we encounter situations in life that make us feel helpless and disempowered.
那有的时候呢，我们就发现，在生活中我们会遇到一些让自己非常的无力，非常的没有办法去控制的事情。
So it really matters in that moment how we respond.
那么真正重要的事情就是在那些时刻，我们应该如何去应对。
Yeah, so how do we learn to use our free will correctly?
我们如何能够学习正确的去运用我们的自由意志呢？
Yeah, so there are consequences for every thought we have.
我们所具有的每一个想法，它都会产生一个结果。
Even on our physical body.
即便是这种结果，也会应对在我们的物质的躯体上。
And thoughts.You know, lead to words, lead to actions or deeds.
因为我们的这个想法呢，它会导致说出来的话，以及导致我们所从事的活动。
Yeah, so our thoughts and our words and our actions, they're acts of creation, really.
那所以说呢，我们的这个想法以及我们说出的语言，它其实是行动的创造力。
Yeah, so true power is the power of life because it's indestructible.
那所以说呢，这个真正的力量它是来自于生命的力量，那这是不可以被毁灭的。
Yeah, so life is the conscious awareness that comes from God.
那么这个生命呢，它是一种有意识的觉知，而且有意识的觉知呢是来自于神的。
Yeah, so without life, without this conscious awareness,There is no mind, there is no body, there is no words.
那如果要是没有生命，没有这个有觉知的意识的话，就不可能有言语，也不可能有身体，也不可能有这些活动。
So our individual awareness is like a ray of the sun.
那所以说我们的个人的觉知呢，就好像是太阳的阳光。
Yeah, so our individual, you know, awareness,emanates from the sun of awareness, Krishna.
那么我们的这个个人的觉知呢，它是来自于这个太阳的，也就是说呢，是来自于 Krishna 的。
Yeah, so that's our power. That's indestructible.
那么这是我们的力量，而这种力量是不可被毁灭的。
False power is the false ego that imagines I am powerless.
但是呢，这个假的力量呢，它是来自于我们的假我，有时候会觉得我是无力的。
You could say that's a kind of low self-esteem.
那你可以说这是一种自卑。
And then also false power, the other side of that is.I feel powerful because I'm better than everybody else.
那还有一种假力量呢，它展现成的是，我觉得我是非常有力量的，因为我比所有人都好。
That's how Duryodhana was thinking.
这是 Duryodhana 的内心想法。
He's thinking, I'm better, I'm more powerful than the Pandavas.
他觉得呢，我要更好，我比 Pandavas 们要更加的有力量。
He was thinking, actually, I'm more powerful than Krishna.
他甚至于觉得我比 Krishna 还更加有力量。
Yeah, because he was given a choice by Krishna. Krishna said, I'm not going to fight, so you can either have my army or you can have me.
因为 Krishna 给了他一个选择。Krishna 说我自己本人不会参战，但是你可以选我的军队，或者是选我自己。
And Duryodhana,He thought, well, if Krishna's not going to fight, then I'll take his army.
那多尔丹就在想，如果 Krishna 他要是不作战的话，那我就要 Krishna 的军队。
Yeah, so anytime we're thinking I'm better than somebody or I'm not as good as somebody, these are all false power. It's not the real power.
所以每次当我们觉得我们比某人好或者我们不如某人的时候，这其实都是假力量，这并不是我们真正所具有的力量。
Yeah, the real power is that I'm the eternal servant of Krishna, and he has all the power, but I'm, you know, under his maintenance and protection.
那真正的力量来自于我是 Krishna 的仆人，那么真正的这个力量是来自于 Krishna 的力量，我是在他的保护和他的维系下的。
Yeah, so thinking I am powerless, and the feeling of powerlessness that comes from the false ego,actually turns off our energetic field and leads to depression.
那么当我觉得我自己是无力的，我自己是没有任何力量的，这其实都是来自于假我的影响。那这样的话呢，就会把我们的这个力量之门关掉，然后最后就会导致我们的抑郁。
So as long as I'm alive, actually, I'm not powerless.
所以只要我是活着的，那就意味着我并不是无力的。
And by God's will, I am protected and sustained eternally.
那在主的意愿之下呢，我是永恒的被保护以及永恒的被维系的。
So this reasonable faith in the Supreme actually turns on our energetic field. It's good for your health.
那所以说呢，就是对于神的非常的理性的这种信念和信仰，那它是会让我们的这个力量之门会打开，让我们充满了生气。那这其实是对我们来说是很健康的。
And this faith in God actually keeps us open to receive divine guidance, just like Arjuna received.
而且呢，就是对神的这种信念呢，就会使我们始终能够得到神性的指导，就像阿朱那所得到的神性的指导那样。
Even sometimes we cannot see a way out of our external situation.
有的时候我们可能看不到我们如何能够摆脱现在所处在的这种外在的状态。
Actually, that doesn't matter.
事实上这并不重要。
If we have faith,in God and we pray and are open ourselves up to divine guidance, then we will discover our power from God.
如果我们要是对神始终保持着我们对他的信心，然后呢就是在他的指导之下，在他的这个保护之下的话，那我们其实就能够从神那里发现我们自己的力量所在。
So, I have more to speak on this topic, but I don't think we're going to have enough time today. Well, maybe. I wanted to ask you a few questions. If we ask ourselves these questions, we can see where we're out of alignment and where we're losing our power.
我想让大家提几个问题，就是向自己自问几个问题，那么通过这几个问题呢，你就能够了解你现在是不是处在就有力量的这种状态之下。
So, resentment and feeling powerless sort of go together.
那么就是这个愤怒之情以及感到无力，他们俩是相辅相成的。
And we're actually ignorant of our true self and our connection with Krishna.
那我们事实上呢是不知道我们自己本人到底是谁，而且呢我们也不知道和 Krishna 之间的连接。
So let me ask you these questions. Maybe you can even, you know, they're recorded, so you can write them down and you can look at them later.
那所以我现在呢要问你们这些问题，然后因为这个课是被录音的，所以呢可能晚点的时候再去听一遍这个课，或者现在就可以把这个问题记下来。
Yeah, these are questions I ask myself when I feel anxious or I feel like I'm losing my enthusiasm or my power.
那么我觉得当我感到非常的焦虑，或者是当我觉得失去了能量，或者失去了我自己的力量的时候，我就会问自己这个问题。
So there are four questions.
那这一共有四个问题。
What do you resent the most? And what wounds from your life experiences do you most need to heal?
就是你最恨的是什么？那么在你的这个生命的这个体验中，哪一件事情是你最需要得到治愈的？
Second question.
第二个问题。
The answer will be, well, actually, this is pertaining to the first question.
这个是属于第一个问题里的。
So you will find the answer.If you've had some experience where you lost your power, or somehow something happened that you couldn't change,
you will, could you say it again?
Well, yeah. So you know, let me put it this way. If you look back in your life and you notice what you resent and what wounds you're still carrying, it will be about some experience, some loss of your own power.
就如果你要是去回首你在就是在前面这日子里你所恨的这些事情，以及呢是让你受到伤痛的这个事情，其实呢它是和你丧失的力量相关的，就是你会体验到
so,
你会体验到你丧失了一些力量从这些事情里面。
Yeah, so the main question is actually there's not four questions, but there's four parts to it, I guess.The main question is what do you resent most, and what wounds from your life experiences do you most need to heal?
那其实呢，这并不是四个问题，这是四个方面。第一个问题呢，就是这第一个问题就是，你最恨的是什么？然后呢，在你所体验的这个伤痛中，哪一个伤痛你是觉得最需要被治愈的
？And there'll be some loss of power. Somehow you felt like.Powerless in that situation.
然后呢，就是在这样的这个处境中的时候呢，你就会发现你是失去了一些力量，你会觉得自己很无力。
Like maybe you couldn't change the circumstances.
也许可能你没有办法改变这个情景。
Or somebody violated you.
或者有人欺负你了。
Or humiliated you.
或者有人侮辱你了。
Or you weren't able to defend yourself or protect yourself.
或者说你没有办法去保护自己，护卫自己。
And this caused you to feel powerless.
而这个呢，就会让你觉得很无力。
Or maybe you felt like you betrayed yourself because you didn't stand up for yourself.
或者呢，你会觉得背叛了自己，因为你并没有站起来为自己说话。
Yeah, so just, you know, look back in your life and see if you're still holding resentments, you know, towards yourself or towards someone.
所以呢，就是要回首一下自己的过去，看看自己是不是还持有着一些愤怒，一些这个恨，那么无论是对自己还是对其他的人。
And notice the feeling of powerlessness, you know, associated with the resentment.
然后呢，去注意到和这个恨相关的无力。
Either you couldn't change the situation, or you felt violated or humiliated.
那你没有办法去改变这个状态，你被欺负了，或者是被侮辱了。
And you weren't able to stand up for yourself or protect yourself.
你没有办法站起来为自己说话，去保护自己。
So this is especially the case, you know, when we were children, almost. no one can escape, you know, these kind of experiences.
那么所有的这些体验呢，都是我们每一个人在孩童时代都会体验到的，没有任何人会逃脱。
And this is Arjuna's situation too. A situation has arose that he can't change.
那这也是 Arjuna 所面对的情景。那么就有一些事情发生了，他是没有办法去改变的。
Yeah. So whatever situation it is, there's a feeling of weakness or powerlessness associated with that.
那无论是发生了什么样的情景，都会和这个情景有一个相关联的软弱无力的。体验。
And this drives us, you know, this kind of grief and suffering and a feeling of powerlessness is the driving force in the beginning, usually, of our, you know, spiritual inquiry. This is how we begin on the spiritual path.
而这种悲伤、这种伤痛、这种无奈。它通常来说呢，就会使我们最开始去探寻灵性上的探求。
Yeah, so this is an overview of chapter one. It's just that it's showing how human suffering is a catalyst for spiritual awakening.
那么这就是第一章的总览，就告诉我们，就是这个人类他所体验到的无力、悲伤，实际上是我们进行灵性上的探寻的一个催化剂。
Yeah, so consider, you know, your own life and how you've suffered and experienced grief.
我们来这个想一下自己在生活中所遇到的那些痛苦以及那些悲伤的情景。
And notice the resentments maybe that you're still holding on to.
并且呢，注意到我们依然还抓着不放的那些憎恨的情绪。
Still resisting what happened.
还在抗拒着所发生的事情。
Still not accepting.
还不接受。
And then, as you're reading the chapter, reading just the verses, see if you can see the symptoms of grief that Arjuna is exhibiting before he surrenders to Krishna.
所以呢，就在这一周里面，当我们再去阅读这一章的诗节的时候，看看我们能不能注意到 Arjuna 在皈依主 Krishna 之前。他所展现出来的这些悲伤，这些痛苦。
Of course, in the first chapter, Arjuna doesn't surrender to Krishna, but he fully expresses his grief.
在第一章里呢，阿朱呢还并没有皈依 Krishna， 但是呢，他是完全的在表达着他的悲伤。
So see if you can, as you're reading the chapter, see if you can keep these symptoms of grief, aspects of grief in mind. There's denial.
那所以说呢，当我们在阅读这一章的时候呢，看看能不能去捕捉到Arjuna他所展现出来的所有的这些悲伤的这些阶段，比如说这里面就有拒绝、抗拒。
Yeah, there's anger and hurt.
还有愤怒，还有伤痛。
Yeah, and also, you know, when we're angry and we're hurt and we're grieving, we exhibit bodily symptoms.
而且呢，就是当我们在悲伤着，就是当我们在愤怒的时候，当我们在伤痛的时候，我们其实都会在身体上展现出一些特征。
Right, our pulse rate.Speeds up, our breathing becomes fast, our skin becomes pale, we begin to shake, we cry.
比如说我们的这个脉搏加速，我们的心跳也加快了，我们的呼吸也急促了，我们的这个肤色也变得苍白了，我们的这个身体也开始颤抖起来。
We panic, we can't focus.
哎，我们处于恐慌的状态，没有办法专注。
Notice how Arjuna is grieving.
所以呢，我们也要去注意一下 Arjuna 他所处在的悲伤的状态，征兆。
Which actually is bringing him to the point of asking Krishna to be his guide and to help him through, you know, this suffering so that he can find the real solution, which is to discover the true self and our relationship with Krishna.
那实际上所有的这一切呢，都导致他要去找 Krishna， 然后呢，使 Krishna 给他教导，给他指导。那么这个呢，就是能够真正的去发现自己本真的真我以及与 Krishna 之间的关系。
So it's very important for us to read the first chapter and then identify in our own life what our grief is and what we're still holding on to.
那所以说呢，去阅读博迦梵歌的第一章是非常非常的重要的，这对于我们的生活的指导来说是非常的重要，并且呢，从阅读这章里面去发现我们在这个生活中所处于的这种悲伤的情景都是些什么，有还有哪些东西我们始终都抓着不放。
Yeah, we have to see how we're maintaining this false sense of self.
而且呢，我们也必须要意识到我们怎么在这个维系着我们的假感觉中的假我。
Now we're always daydreaming and maintaining material attachments.
那我们总是在进行着我们总是在做着白日梦，总是在维系着我们的物质的依附。
And holding on to this false sense of self and all our attachments, which causes so much suffering.
那所以呢，我们就使劲抓着我们的这个假我的这个假感觉不放，然后呢，使劲抓着我们的依附不放，这样就会让我们感到很苦。
Okay, so I think I will stop there. So, what I'd like you to do, you know, in preparation for the next class is, again, read text 2 and text 3 and the purports.
那所以我今天的这节讲课呢，就先到这里。我希望大家为下一节课做的复习的内容呢，是做预习的内容呢，是阅读第二章和，就是第一章的第二十节和第三十节的诗节和要旨。
So now I'll open it up for questions and comments.
Okay, 那现在呢，我给大家留时间来回答问题，以及来听听大家的评述。不是两个问题，是四个。Maharaj, Ye Qian said that you said that. There were four questions. However, you only addressed the two questions. But
yeah,
you said that there was four aspects.
There's only one question to ask yourself. But then there's these other aspects in relationship to that question.
其实呢，就只有真正要问自己的问题，其实就只有那一个问题。但是呢，在这个问题里面呢，要应对的是四个方面。
Yeah, so the question is, you know, if you look over your life, what do you resent the most? And, you know, what wounds are you still holding on to?
这个问题就是说，当你在看你的回首你的这个人生的时候，你看你都还在憎恨哪些事情，而且呢，就是你还抓着哪些伤痛不放。
And then notice, you know, in those situations that cause you to feel resentful, notice you feel some loss of power.
然后呢，去注意到让你感到愤怒的那些情景，然后呢，去注意到，让你感到无力，失去了你的力量。
You couldn't change the situation.
因为你没有办法改变这个情景。
Or you were violated by someone.
或者你被别人欺负了。
Or humiliated.
或者是被人侮辱了。
And you weren't able to defend or protect yourself.
那这会儿呢，你是没有办法去捍卫，没有办法去保护自己的。
Yeah, so these, you know, when you're grieving, you feel powerless, you know, to change the situation.
那当你在悲伤的时候呢，你是感到自己很无力，你是没有办法去改变这情况的。
And then sometimes we start criticizing ourselves even because we feel powerless. You know, I should have done this, I should have done that.
那所以有的时候呢，我们就会去斥责自己，因为我们觉得自己是无力的，而且我就会觉得我应该做这个，我应该做那个。
Yeah, and then notice, as you look at this resentment and lamentation, notice the denial, the anger, the sadness, the feeling of powerlessness.
然后呢，要去注意到自己的愤怒、自己的悲伤、然后自己的无力、自己的这个焦虑。
Notice how you can't let it go, even though it happened in the past, you can't let it go, you can't accept it, you won't accept it.
那么即便是这件事情已经发生在过去了，但是你依然没有办法放掉它，依然还是抓着它不放，就是你没有办法接受它。
Even the resentment you're holding on to is literally killing you, you won't let it go.
那么即便就是你所抓着不放的这个愤怒让你都要为之而死了，但是你依然还是不会放手。
So this is important to acknowledge, if we're going to throw our hands in the air and ask for help to God.
那所以说呢，这个是非常重要的，会导致我们把双手高高的举向空中，就撒开放开我们的这些抓着不放的这些东西，然后呢，向 Krishna 去祈求着帮助。
We need the divine grace.
我们需要神性的恩典。
Okay, is that clear?
Yeah, 清楚了吗？叶倩马大姐。那现在下面这个问题呢，是来自于一位 YY 的奉献者，顶拜孤乳、顶拜翻译和奉献者们，为什么有人就喜欢恃强凌弱？伤害无辜者得到满足感，这是什么心态？ Maharaj, please accept my very humble obeisances and also my very humble obeisances to all the devotees. So my question is that why some people they just enjoyed from bullying the others and always, you know, violated or humiliated the victims, and from there they feel very satisfied and feel very, you know, pleasing. So what kind of attitude of that is?
Yes, very good question.
这是一个很好的问题。
Yeah, so usually someone who's a bully was also bullied.
就是欺负别人的人其实也是被人欺负的。
Yeah, and that causes us to feel powerless.
那这个呢也会让我们感受到无力。
Yeah, so then we get a false sense of power if we can bully somebody else.
那么当我们就会觉得如果我们要是也去欺负别人的话，那就会给我一种假力量。
Because the relative self is always in a, really, it's always in a state of fear.
因为呢，就是这个相对的自我，它总是处在一种很恐惧的状态。
As Prabhupada describes the material world as a constant struggle to exist, to survive.
那说帕帕他描述说这个物质世界呢，它是一种恒常不断的要挣扎求存的世界。
Because from the relative self's point of view, I'm going to die.
因为呢，就是从这个相对自我的概念上来说呢，他就会觉得我会死，不要死了。
Yeah, so each animal is food for another.
那么所以说这个动物它才会以别的动物为食。
Yeah, so the human that's bullying others is inwardly feeling afraid and powerless.
所以说呢，欺负别人人在他内心中呢，他是觉得很害怕，而且是无力的。
not feeling good enough.
所以他觉得自己不够好。
Feeling less worthy, not as good as everyone else.
他觉得自己不如别人。
So in order to get rid of that fear of not being good enough, of feeling powerless, the person can temporarily feel better or feel more powerful if he or she can bully someone else.
所以就是当一个很害怕，就是总是处于恐惧中的人，觉得自己不够好的人，无力的人呢，他就是觉得如果他要是欺负别人的话，他可能在那一片刻短暂的，他就会觉得更好，他觉得自己更强一些。
So this is called false power because it's based on the illusion of this, temporary self.
那么这个呢被称为叫假力量，因为它是基于这个临时的自我的虚幻的情景下的。
But when you,
虚幻的认知下的。
When you realize your true self and your connection with Krishna, that's true power.
但是呢，当你真正的意识到你自己本真的真我，这个真我是和 Krishna 相连接在一起的时候，这会儿你所有的力量就是真正的力量。
Because you can never be destroyed.
因为你永远都不可能被摧毁。
And you will never be better or less than anyone else.
你永远都不会比别的人更好或者更不好。
So that's true power. That's true knowledge. When you know that, then nothing can move you.
那么这个就是真正的知识，真正的力量。当你了解了这一点的时候呢，是没有任何人能够移动得了你的。
Yeah, so the motivation for criticizing, belittling, and bullying others is actually the person inside is feeling very afraid.
那所以说呢，就是去欺负别人，或者是去评判别人，这个批评别人，就是这种做法呢，都意味着做这件事情的人，他内心是非常的害怕的。
Yeah. And is trying to hide that fear. And trying to overcome that fear by dominating others.
所以说呢，他就为了要隐藏他的这个害怕，或者是要就是不展示他这个害怕，就通过去控制其他的人来做到这一点。
Yeah, so this struggle for existence is going on individually, but it's also going on collectively.
那么这种挣扎求存的状态呢，不仅是展现在个人的身上，也展现在集体的身上。
Every person, every group is afraid that they're not going to have enough.
因为每一个人，每一个集体，他们总是害怕着自己得的不够。
Yeah, so they don't want to work for the welfare of all others.
所以呢，他们总是想要得到比别人更多的福利。
They just want to work for themselves or for their own group.
那么所以呢，他们就会使劲的为自己或者为他们自己所拥有的这个团队而努力。
Or for their own nation.
或者为他们所在的国家而努力。
Or just for humans, but not for animals.
但是呢，只是为人而不是为动物。
But we see now, that really, since the development of nuclear weapons, it's forcing humanity to come to a higher level of consciousness or destroy everything.
那么现在就是关于要用这个核武器的这件事情呢，它其实是强迫着人们要达到一个更高的意识境界，或者是就会毁灭所有这一切。
Yeah, so actually, through technology, we've become a global community.
那实际上通过现在的这种科技呢，使得我们整个变成了一个国际化的社区了。
Yeah, and we're coming to understand that if I pollute the earth or exploit the earth, not only that affects everyone and everyone, everything and everyone.
那让我们就慢慢理解，如果我们要是不保护这个地球或者是剥削这个地球的话，那其实它是会影响到所有事情所有人的。
And now with this virus, everyone is getting it equally.
那比如说现在我们有这个病毒，这个病毒就使所有的人都处在平等的状态。
Yeah, the virus has stopped the whole world practically.
因为这个病毒它其实是把整个世界都给让停止了脚步。
Yeah, so hopefully, this will cause us to wake up individually and collectively and stop bullying each other.
所以呢，希望就这样的状态呢，能够导致无论是个人也好，还是集体也好，都停下去欺负别人。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 下面这个问题是来自于聆听的，临在当下能摧毁业报吗？For the present state, if the present state can destroy the karmic reaction?
Well, yeah, the state, it just means what is presence.
那么这个临在当下的状态呢，也就意味着什么是当下？
Yeah, when presence is defined as the awareness that arises,when we bring our attention to the present moment.
那么这个临在就是当下，也就是当我们把我们的觉知给专注在当下的这一刻的时候，也就意味着我们是处在当下了。
So it's knowledge of one's true self, awareness.
那所以说这是一个关于自己的真我的觉知。
Yeah, so you experience that you're not the mind or the body, you're the one who is aware of the mind and the body.
也就是说你意识到了你自己并不是这具躯体，也不是心意，而是那个意识到心意和躯体的人。
So really pure awareness or pure knowledge are the same thing.
所以说呢，这个纯粹的知识以及纯粹的觉知，这俩是一回事。
So Krishna compares this pure awareness, or pure knowledge to a fire that burns up the reactions of one's sinful life, just like a fire burns wood.
那 Krishna 呢就把这纯粹的觉知或者纯粹的知识给比喻成火，而这火呢，它就能够摧毁掉我们的这个所有的这些业报。那就好像是火会烧进木头一样。
I'm just looking for it. It's in chapter 4.
是在路加福音第四章。
Oh, yeah. Chapter 4, verse 37.
路加福音第四章的第37诗节。
Vitai damsi sami dagnar basma sat.Kuruter Jena, Gyanagni Sarvakarmani, Basmasat Kuruter Tata. As a blazing fire turns firewood to ashes, O Arjuna, so does the fire of knowledge burn to ashes all reactions to material activities.
正如熊熊火焰焚木成灰，而朱那样，知识之火也能够把一切物质活动的报应燃烧成灰烬。
Let's read the purport.
我们读一下要旨。
Perfect knowledge of self and super self and their relationship is compared herein to fire.
这里将有关自我与超我以及两者之间的关系完整的知识比作火焰。
This fire not only burns up all reactions to impious activities, but also all reactions to pious activities.Turning them to ashes.
这火焰不仅焚毁了一切不虔诚活动的业报，而且也将一切虔诚活动的业报焚为灰烬。
There are many stages of reaction.
业报可以分为很多阶段。
Reaction in the making, reaction fructifying, reaction already achieved, and reaction priori.
行程中的业报，正结果的业报，已形成的业报，以前行为的业报。
But knowledge of the constitutional position of the living entity burns up everything to ashes.
在有关生物律定的地位的知识之火，能将一切分为灰烬。
When one is in complete knowledge, all reactions, both priori and posteriori, are consumed.
当人处于完全的知识之中，所有的业报，以前和以后的，全都烧得干干净净。
In the Vedas, in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad 4.4.22, it is stated, Ubhe Haivaisha Ete Tarat Yamrita Sadvasadjuni. One overcomes both the pious and impious reactions of work.
在伟达经 Brihadaranyaka Upanishad第四篇第四章第二十二十节中说，人克服了虔诚活动或不虔诚活动的业报。
So when we're awake in the present, it means that we're aware that we're aware.
那就是当我们在当下被唤醒的时候，也就意味着我们是意识到了我们是在觉知的。
So we're aware that.I'm not the mind or the body. I'm just this pure awareness.
也就是说呢，我意识到了我并不是这个躯体，也不是这个心意，我只是纯粹的觉知。
And this awareness that I am is not independent. It's coming from the supreme awareness or the super self.
而且呢，这个关于我的这个觉知呢，并不是一个独立的觉知。那么我关于我的这个觉知呢，是来自于超灵的。
So even if you're remembering the past or imagining the future in your mind, you're no longer identified with it.
对，那就即便是你还想着过去，或者是在创想着未来的话，那这会儿你其实已经不会再去认同于这一点，就这两点你是在其中。
Yeah, so when we identify with our thoughts, we're identified with them.That's our karma, because from the previous reaction. And then by maintaining that identification, we create the same thing to continue happening. So it's action reaction, and it all occurs in the mind.
对呢，就是当我们认同于我们的这个心意里面的这些事情的时候，那这其实就是业报，因为它是在之前所发生的这个事情。那所以呢，就变成了我们在不断的在认同它，然后呢，再让它在产生这个结果，所以呢，就变成了我们始终都处在这个行动和行动的反作用力的这个状态下。
So when you're awake in the present, you're freed from the influence of the past, and you're not creating anything for the future.
那所以当你在当下中被唤醒的时候呢，你等于就不会再让自己沉醉于过去之中，然后呢，你也就不会再为将来的一些事情再创造出新的这个反作用力。
You no longer identify as being separate from the Lord.
这会儿你也就不会再去觉得自己是和主相分离而存在的。
Yeah, so that awake consciousness or awareness is like the fire that burns up, you know, past karma and doesn't make any future karma.
那所以呢，它就会让我们把这个觉知唤醒，那就像是这个火，它把过去的这个业报给烧尽了。然后呢，由于过去的业报烧尽了，它就不会再产生反作用力，然后呢，也就不会再有新的业报产生。
Thank you for your question.
非常感谢你的问题。下面这个问题是来自于Mukti Dattri。David Dasi, Mukti Dasi Madhaji. 顶拜亲爱的 Gurudeva, 悲伤是我们灵性探寻的催化剂。如果悲伤过于沉重，沉陷在悲伤里出不来该怎么办呢？就是自己没有能力治愈自己。Please accept my very dear Guru Maharaj's lotus feet. I'm so pretty, accept my humble obeisances to my dear Guru Maharaj. So the grief is catalog for catalyst. Sorry, that word.
Catalyst?
Catalyst, yeah. Catalyst. The grief is a catalyst for inquiring for the spiritual path. However, if we are overburdened by the grief, if we are, you know, really plunged in the mood of sadness and cannot walk out of it, then what to do? Means about we don't have the power to heal ourselves.
Yeah, therefore, you know, so in the beginning, you know, when we feel stuck like that, that may motivate us, you know, to ask for help.
那如果我们要是真的被卡在这样一种状态下的话, 那也就意味着我们会被激励着去寻求帮助。
And if, you know, we happen to ask help from a spiritual teacher, a bona fide spiritual teacher, then we can get the temporary solution to our grief and also the ultimate solution.
那如果我们要是此时去找我们的灵性导师的帮助的话呢，也就意味着我们是能够从短暂的悲伤中走出来，同时呢，也能够从这个就是这个从这个悲伤中永恒的走出来，就是能够找到永恒的解决方法。
Yeah, of course, you know, to heal from grief is actually counterintuitive.
但其实呢，就是要治愈这个悲伤的，其实跟直觉有关系的。
Like when we're feeling sadness, or we're feeling angry, or we're feeling hopeless, we want to just get away from it.
因为就当我们在感受到愤怒，感受到悲伤，感受到这个伤痛的时候，我们此时的感觉呢，就是想从这儿赶紧跑开，躲开。We're not
taught to actually feel it and allow it to be there. To actually look at it and face it and allow those feelings to be there. No one is taught that.
那我们呢，可能就 不想去真正的看着，去感觉这些感受，去真正意识到这些感觉，这种感受是在那儿的。
And of course, unless we're a little bit present, we don't have enough light of awareness to do that either.
而且呢，如果我们要是没有足够的临在的话，我们也没有办法有足够的这种觉知去做到这一点。Yeah.
So, if we're grieving and we're suffering, If we approach, you know, someone who's actually awake, they can show us how to wake up and overcome suffering and become happy.
如果我们要是处在悲伤痛苦的这种状态下的话，如果我们要是去寻找一位已经醒过来的这个人的帮助的话，那么这个醒过来的人呢，他可以来。 告诉我们，帮助我们怎么让自个儿醒过来，从而呢，醒过来之后呢，就发现了。Of course,
healing sometimes, you know, takes a long time.
但是有的时候治愈呢是要花很长一段时间的。And
but if you have the cure, you know, if you have the medicine and you apply it properly, then you can become cured. You can heal.
但是如果你要是有药，而且呢能正确的服用药的话，那慢慢的你就能够得到治愈了。Anishai
Ashadi Maya Nasi Baralagi Hari Nama Maha Mantra Lao Tumi Magi. Lord Chaitanya says that I have the medicine for your suffering.
说Chaitanya Mahaprabhu说呢，我对于你的痛苦呢是有药的。
Please take it.
请你吃药。
So we have to take it, but we have to apply the medicine, you know, according to the prescription of the doctor.
对呢，我们得吃药，但是呢，我们得按照医嘱来吃药。
And so, you know, we shouldn't think that just by chanting, we're just going to become happy and healed automatically.
但是呢，我们不能够祈求着，我们只是念诵，然后呢，这个病就能够自动的治愈了。
No, we have to apply the chanting as instructed by Lord Chaitanya.
那而且呢，事实上就是当我们在念诵的时候呢，我们必须是要按照主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 对我们的训示那样去念诵。
Which means, you know, we have to learn the 10 offenses. We have to learn how to chant.Without committing the 10 offenses.
也就是说呢，我们必须要知道这十项冒犯是什么，而且我们也必须要知道，当我们在念诵的时候，如何在不冒犯这十项十个方面的方式下去念诵。
So we have to learn to be present for the mantra.
而且呢，我们必须要学着能够和曼陀罗在一起去念诵。
We have to be present enough to look within and see the weeds, the resentments that we're holding on to.
而且呢，我们也要让自己处于足够的临在，然后呢，我们才能够看到我们内心的那些杂草，我们所抓住不放的那些愤怒。
Well, we have to see how we're maintaining our material attachment or attachment to our illusory self.
而且呢，我们也要看一下我们是如何在维系着我们这些物质的依附，以及我们如何在维系着我们的虚幻出来的自我。
Yeah. So we have to do this inner work, and we have to chant without offense.
那所以说呢，我们必须要做所有的这些内部的这些清洁工作，我们一定要小心的不要去冒犯。
Yeah, and then we'll go to the root cause of our grief, which is, you know, separation from Krishna. Imagining that we exist separate from Krishna. That's the root cause of all grief.
然后呢，我们就能够触及到我们的这个悲伤的根源。这个悲伤的根源就是我们忘记了我们在这个想象着我们是和 Krishna 分离而在的。就因为我们觉得和 Krishna 不在一起，所以呢，我们就很悲伤。
Yeah, so, you know, we can go to a psychologist and temporarily, you know, heal some wounds, but we still haven't gotten to the root of the problem.
我们可以去看我们的心理医生，然后呢，短暂的解决了我们的悲伤的这个问题或者我们的伤痛，但是呢，我们并没有触及到根源。
Yeah, we're still imagining in our mind that we exist.Separate from Krishna.
因为呢，在我们的内心中依然还是在想象着我们和 Krishna 是相分离而在的。
And we'll continue to experience loss and grief.
这样呢，我们就会持续不断的去体验着失去，体验着悲伤。
Yeah, we'll continue to experience fear of death and all kinds of other fears.
然后呢，我们就会不断的去有这样的体验，以及去感受着其他的各种各样的恐惧。
Fear of not being good enough.
害怕这不太好。
On and on and on.
等等等等。
So anyway, you know, this, if we are grieving, if we are suffering, and we are feeling hopeless,If we ask the right person for help, then we can come out of it.
但如果我们要是害怕，我们悲伤，然后呢，我们处于这种恐惧的这种状态的时候，如果我们要是去请求一个正确的人来帮助我们的话，我们就能够摆脱这种状态。
And we shouldn't forget the Lord in the heart either.
而且我们也不应该忘记在心中的主。
We can sincerely pray to the Lord in the heart. We can tell him, look, I don't know what to do. You've got to help me.
我们可以非常真诚地向我们心中的主祈祷，看呢，我真的不知道该怎么办了，你必须得帮助我。
So we can't have an agenda. We have to be humble, but we have to be sincere.
我们没有办法有自己的日程表，我们必须要让自己变得谦卑下来，而且呢，我们也必须要真诚。
And grace will come.
这样恩典就会来到我们的身边。
It may come from within or from without, but we'll be guided.
那么这种感这种恩典这种指导呢也许可能是来自于我们的内心也许是来自于外在。
But a lot of people, they pray and they say they want to heal their wound, but they don't really.
那有些人呢他在祈祷着他想他说他想要治愈他的伤痛但他其实并没有真正的去治愈。
Yeah, they don't really want to let go.
那因为他平常真正的想要放手。
So in that case then, you know, more suffering will be needed.
那如果是在这样的情况下的话那这苦就还没受够还得再接着受。
So, anyway, we should always pray to the Lord within.
所以呢无论如何我们总是要在心中的主祈向心中的主祈祷。
Okay, I'm blabbering on and on here.
Now I can see there are two more questions here.
Oh, okay. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Let's see, what time is it?
Yeah. So the next question is from 禀拜圣人聆听知识 humble obeisances to the sage and hearing the knowledge. This is this is the name of this devotee. 禀拜咕噜感恩翻译请问奉献者之间说谎会有什么不好的结果Please, I accept my very humble obeisances to you. Please, my question is that if the devotees, they lie to each other, what kind of reactions will we get from that?
Well, when we lie to another, we're actually lying to ourselves. So this disrupts our inner compass.
那么当我们在向别人撒谎的时候其实呢他也我们其实在向自己在撒谎这其实就会搞乱我们自己内在的指南针。
Yeah, we think we're deceiving somebody else, but actually we're deceiving ourselves.
我们觉得好像我们骗了别人但其实我们是在骗自己。
Yeah, so unless we're very, very honest, then it's important.Becomes impossible for us to look within and actually become free of the ignorance that's covering the truth of who we are.
除非我们特别特别的诚实，否则的话呢，我们是没有办法真正的去审视我们的内心的。然后，如果不能真正的审视自己的内心的话，我们其实是没有办法真正的去获得这种觉知，去看清楚自己的本真的状态的。
Yeah, so our false ego just gets stronger and we become more and more covered in illusion and we suffer.
那然后呢我们的这个假我呢就会变得越来越强悍然后呢我们会越来越被这种虚幻所覆盖然后我们就会越来越苦。
And when we lie,we degrade the relationship we have with ourselves and we have with others. We lose trust.
而且其实当我们在撒谎的时候其实我们就失去了信任我们其实是失去了对自己以及对其他人的信任。
Sometimes when we lie,We get so used to telling that lie that we don't even know the truth anymore.
有的时候，如果我们要是太习惯于撒谎的话，我们就把这个谎话当成真了。我们已经不知道什么是真，什么是假了。
We start believing our own lies.
我们就开始去相信自己的假话。
And then, also, then people lose trust. They don't believe us. And then, you know, that's the trust is the foundation of all relationships.
然后呢，人们也就失去了对我们的信任。但是信任呢，是所有的关系的基础。
Yeah, so some of those are some of the reactions to lying.
那所以说呢，some lose the.
Those are the reactions, you know, the downside.
Okay. 所有刚才说的这些呢，全部都是谎话、谎言导致的结果，导致的报应。
So, you know, sometimes I say that the fifth regulative principle is don't lie.
那有的时候呢，我说我们的有一个第五条的规范原则就是不要撒谎。
And so if you want to be a Brahman, or Brahman means one who realizes Brahman or the truth, the first quality one has to cultivate is truthfulness.
如果你要想成为一名婆罗门，婆罗门 Brahman 意思也就是意识到觉悟到了凡的人，那么他首当其冲要这个培养出来的一个品质就是真诚。
So devotees are already Brahman because they realize Brahman and they realize the Param Brahman, Krishna.
那奉献者他其实已经就是婆罗门了，因为他觉悟到了 Brahman, 凡，他也觉悟到了 Param Brahman, Krishna.
Yeah, so part of advancing in spiritual life is not only waking up,but also growing up.
那这个灵性的生命的其中的一部分并不仅仅是从中醒来，而且呢还要在灵性的生活中成长。
Yeah, so we have to become mature, trustworthy human beings.
所以呢我们必须要让自己成为成熟的值得信任的人。
So that means we should tell the truth.
那也就意味着我们必须要说真话。
We should resist the temptation to tell lies.
那所以呢，我们一定要这个拒绝讲假话的诱惑。
Okay, thank you for your question.
非常谢谢您的问题。那么下面一个问题呢，是来自于 Vedavati Maharaj 的明白 Maharaj， 感谢翻译，谢谢您。当我遇到问题时，就想这是 Krishna 的安排，就不太在乎。请问这种心态可以吗？会不会给其他人造成问题？感恩。Please accept my vulnerable obeisances. My question is that when I encounter any problems, I always think that is arrangement from the Lord, so I don't really mind, whatever. However, is this the right attitude? And will this cause any disturbing to the others? Thank you.
Well, it's the right attitude, because ultimately everything is arranged by the Lord.
那么这是一个正确的态度，因为终极来说呢，所有的一切都是由主来安排的。
But also we have to be careful not to ignore our responsibility in the matter.
但是呢，我们也要非常的小心，我们不要去忽视我们在这件事情中应该负的责任。
We have to see our part in the situation, how we've caused it.
而且呢，我们必须要在这件事情里面要看看我们是处在什么样的状态，我们到底是怎么导致了这件事情的发生。
And so whatever reaction is there, it's due to my, you know, my sinful activities, but the Lord is kindly reducing the reaction and trying to teach me.Something.
So we
should be asking, what am I to learn here?
所以呢，就无论在这里面产生了什么样的这种反应，那我都要想，这全部都是基于我自己的这个罪恶的这个行为而导致的。但是呢，主呢，他其实已经把我的这个业报反应呢给降低了，而且呢，他用这种方法来教导我。所以呢，我必须要从这件事情里面要学到一些什么。
So the situation is helping me to see my material attachments and see how I'm still holding on to Maya and not surrendering to Krishna.
那所以呢，就这样的一种状态呢，其实是让我看清我现在如何还是被 Maya 所控制着，我如何还有那些物质的这种依附。那我希望把它给去除掉，然后呢，让自己能够更好的归于 Krishna.
So.We should see the Lord's hand in it, but we should also see our hand.
那所以说呢，我们一方面呢要知道这是由主的安排，但另外一方面呢也要看我这方面应该负什么责任。
And see it as an opportunity to correct ourselves.
而且呢，我们要把它看成是一个让自己得到公正的机会。
Okay, good.
Yeah, one more question.
Okay.
From 聆听，有些成为奉献者的人始终不肯原谅我们，还设套害我们，我们该怎么做？有些成为奉献者的人始终不肯原谅我们，还设套害我们，我们应该怎么做？I think what she's asking that some devotees cannot forgive us and try to do something to put us in a very awkward situation. So what should we do? And you know, they are saying about some devotees, they cannot forgive us and they are making some plot to, you know, set us in a very awkward situation and what we should do.
Well, you may, you know, if somebody's saying things that are untrue, then you may have to protect yourself and speak the truth.
就是如果要是有人讲的，就是您说这个是设套害我们，就如果要是他说了一些不是实际的话的话，那您肯定需要起来，就是要把这个真实的这个事情说出来。
And if you can, try and talk to them try and clear up misunderstandings.
所以如果是可以和他们进行交谈的话呢，那你就应该跟他们去进行交谈，然后呢把这个实情弄清楚。
Then you have to look within and see your own reaction.
然后呢你也必须要检醒一下自己，看看您自己的这个反应是什么。
It's very hard to not feel resentful, especially if you're being falsely accused of something you didn't do.
当您被冤枉的时候，特别是被冤枉说自己做了一些没做过的事情的话，那不恨也是不那么容易的。
Yeah, so in this way, you should try and see your own faults.
那所以在这样的这种情况下呢，你就应该尽量的去看到自己的错误。
Yeah, where are you? You know, we're all to one degree or another, we're affected by ignorance.
因为呢，无论从哪方面来讲，我们都多多少少的会被愚昧所影响。
And we're unconscious often.
我们经常呢是处在一个不自觉的状态。
And we're selfish.
我们也很自私。
And we're afraid.
我们害怕。
And we crave to be special and be honored by others.
而且我们总是渴求着能够被别人所赞赏，然后呢，被别人所尊重。
Yeah, so these five factors often influence, you know, the things we do, the things we say.
那么这五个方面呢，就经常会影响着我们所做的事情以及我们所说的话。
Yeah, so if you can see that within yourself and have compassion for it, then you can see it in others and let go of resentment and forgive them.
如果你要是在内心中检审到这些方面，并且呢对其给予这个怜悯之情的话，那么你也就能够从就在别人的身上看到这一点，然后呢会原谅其他的人。
It's not so much you have to forgive, you just have to understand that they're also in ignorance. And that's what's motivating their behavior.
那其实并不是说是你要原谅多少，而是你要，就是你更理解了他们也是处于无知的这种状态，就因为他无知，所以说呢，他才会有这样的行为，才会被这个，才有这种从事活动的动机。
In other words, if you can see the disease you have and understand it, then you can understand the disease in someone else and have more compassion and understanding towards them. It doesn't mean that what they're doing is right, but it just means your response is different.
换句话说，就是当你看到了自己身上所得到的这个疾病的时候，那你就能够更好的角度去理解别人身上的这个病。那么并不意味着他们所做的这个事情呢是对的，但是呢，这能够使你能够更加的去理解。
Yeah, so we're not letting go of resentment and anger within ourselves towards another for that person. We're letting that go because it's not good for us. It's, you know, we just make ourselves miserable if we're feeling resentful and angry.
所以说呢，我们放弃到这个恨，或者是不舒服的这种感觉，并不是因为那个人才放弃掉的，而是因为我们如果始终持有着这种恨的这种感受的话，其实这对于我们自己来说是不好的，所以我们要把它给放掉。
And then you can pray to the Lord within the heart.
然后呢，你就可以向心中的主祈祷。
You ask him to give you light, to lighten up the darkness of ignorance within you.
请求主呢能够赐予你光明。然后呢，使你把这个内心中的黑暗给照亮。
Then you can send that light to these devotees that are acting like not devotees.
然后呢，你就可以把你心中的这个光明呢，传递给那位奉献者。虽然他是奉献者，但是他的行为呢，好像并不像是一个奉献者的行为。
Yeah, so you come out of your ignorance and you pray for them that they can come out of their ignorance.
对呢，您自己呢，先从您自己的愚昧中走出来，然后呢，再为其他人祈祷，祈祷他们也能够从愚昧中走出来。
Yes, you know, that in this way, you know, practically everyone in our life is meant to help us awaken, even our so-called enemies.
那所以呢，从这样的这种角度来看呢，其实在我们生活中所遇到的每一个人，其实都应该在内心中得到唤醒，即便是那些我们所谓的敌人，也应该是这样的。
Hey. There
is one more question.
Oh, sliding in. Okay.
还有一个问题啊，是来自于 YY 的一个奉献者。感恩咕噜，感谢翻译，谢谢您。请问嫉妒的本质是什么？它的来龙去脉是什么？Mahar, thank you very much. My question is that what is the essence of the envy? And why, you know, the envy, the thing called envy is there?
The essence of envy is ignorance of one's true self in relationship with Krishna.
那么就是这个嫉妒，就是来自于他这个人，他并不知道他和就这个嫉妒来自于他自己不明白自己是谁，也不知道他和菩萨之间的关系是什么。
Yeah, if we look at envy, actually, it's based on fear.
如果我们要是看嫉妒的话呢，这个嫉妒它其实是基于恐惧的。
And fear is based on ignorance of one's self and one's true relationship with Krishna.
而这个嫉妒这个恐惧呢，它是基于人他不知道他和 Krishna 之间的真正的关系是什么。
And this is explained very nicely in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
那么这个呢，在圣典波迦瓦坦的第十一篇里面就非常的精妙的被描述了出来。
Do you have access to Canto 11, Chapter 2, Verse 37?
Yes. What is that? Canto 11, Chapter
2? 11 to 37.
那么这个诗节呢，是圣典波迦瓦坛第十一篇的第二章的第37诗节。
Vayam dvitiya binivesata shad ishad aditasya vipariyo shmiti tanmai yayato buddha avajetam but yaika yesham guru deva tatma. Fear arises when a living entity misidentifies himself with a material body because of absorption in the external illusory energy of the Lord. When the living entity thus turns away from the Supreme Lord, he also forgets his own constitutional position as servant of the Lord. This bewildering, fearful condition is affected by the potency for illusion called Maya. Therefore, an intelligent person should engage unflinchingly in the unalloyed devotional service of the Lord under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master, whom he should accept as his worshipable deity and as his very life and soul. This is spoken by Kavi Yogendra to King Nini.
Yeah, Maharaj, but, you know, unfortunately, my electronic book is not working. I'm not able to retrieve that verse.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what happened.
Then I'll just summarize it real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, 不好意思啊，我不知道为什么我的这个电子书现在调不出来这节诗，所以说呢，还得请顾一句一句的说。
So when the living entity under the influence of Maya forgets his true self and his relationship with Krishna, the Lord.
所以呢，当这个生物体在 Maya 的影响之下，忘记了他和 Krishna 之间的关系，以及忘记了他自我的本真身份。
He becomes overwhelmed by a feeling of fear.
他就变得淹没在了恐惧的感受之中.
Fear of death.
他怕死.
Fear of survival.
他害怕求存.
Fear of not being good enough.
害怕不够好.
Fear of not having enough.
感到害怕不够多.
And so this is the root cause of envy.
那所以呢，这些就是嫉妒的根源所在。
Yeah, so if we see somebody prettier than us, or wealthier than us, or smarter than us, then we actually feel afraid because we don't know our own value.
因为我们不知道自己的价值，所以当我们看到有人比我们更有钱、更漂亮。 更加有能力的时候呢，我们就会感到很害怕。
Yeah, so if we're afraid because we've forgotten who we are in our relationship with the Lord, then what's the antidote?
但是如果我们要是因为忘记了我们和 Krishna 之间的关系，以及我们自己本真的自我，然后感到恐惧的话，那这会儿的去解药是什么呢？
We've fallen into fear because we've turned our face away from the Lord.
因为我们之所以会感到害怕的原因，是因为我们把我们的头从主的面前转开了。Yeah,
so the antidote is to turn our face back to the Lord.
所以这个解药就是说，把我们的脸呢再转回向主。By
seeing the Lord in three ways.
以三种方式来看主。
As the source of our life and our heart.
把它看成是我们在心中的生命的源泉。
As our spiritual guide in the form of the spiritual master.
它是我们的以灵性导师的形象展现而出的灵性上的指导者。
And in the form of the deity.
还有呢，就是以神像的形象显现。
Yeah, or in the form of the holy name.
或者是以圣名的形象显现。
Yeah, in this way, we'll come out of the illusion and discover our true self and our true value, and then we won't feel envy.
那这样呢，我们就能够从我们的虚幻中走出来，然后呢，发现我们自己本真的真我。
Because one who's awake spiritually already knows that he has everything and everything's perfect.
那么在一个灵性上得到唤醒的人，他就知道他已经拥有了一切，而且这一切都是完美的。
And everyone's equally a beloved child of the Lord.
而且每一个人呢都是平等着被主爱着的孩子。
Yeah, so envy is due to fear and fear is due to ignorance.
所以说呢这个嫉妒是来自于愤怒而愤怒呢是不对所以这个嫉妒呢是来自于恐惧而恐惧是来自于无知的。
Okay, thank you for all your questions and thank you, Donna Cayley, for translating it today. It's been such a pleasure to be with you again.
Yes, Maharaj, but there is one more question. Do you want to answer now or you want to answer for next week?
Next week, I have to go now.
Okay, okay. 就这个彭纯的这个问题，因为他现在还得去做别的服务，所以说呢，这个要留在下一个礼拜再回答哈。Okay, Maharaj, thank you so much.
Yeah, and I thank Samuki for arranging this I guess we're doing this through WeChat. Is it recorded?
Yeah, it is recording. Actually, this is exactly the same thing, but we just change a different platform to use it. But all of the others are the same.
Yeah, well, this worked out really well.
Yeah, yeah. 所以呢，非常感谢 Sumuki Rala Maharaj 今天用微信的这个平台来为我们转，就是来为我们做这个直播。
So, my humble obeisances to all the Vaishnava devotees attending today and to...His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai.
那我向所有的 Vaishnava 的奉献者来参加今天的这个课程的奉献者们致我前进的顶拜，所有的荣耀都归于 Srila Prabhupada. Sorry, Marge, one more thing to clarify with you. The verse you quote just now, is that from Canto 11, Chapter 2, verse number 33?Which chapter of that?
37. Chapter 2. 11th canto, chapter 2, verse 37.
Okay, 那个苏梦圆的妈姐，那个诗节是11篇第二章的第37诗节。Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Take care. Hare Krishna.
Yes.Hare Krishna, 我昆泰之音服务源于聆听。我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常感谢 Sadadeva Prabhu 为我们的精彩讲述以及对问题的耐心的解答。非常感恩 Sumukhi Rama Maharaj 安排的这个平台，也感恩所有的奉献者的聆听。祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个美妙的、安全的、快乐的、充满了 Krishna 知觉的周六。Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.